This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Members of Congress have started their summer vacations, but many lobbyists will still be hard at it, trying to persuade elected officials to either ratify or, depending on the lobbyist, not ratify the new NAFTA or USMCA. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Trade Works for America is a nonprofit founded by Vice President Mike Pence's current Chief of Staff Mark Short and Phil Cox, the former executive director of the Republican Governors Association. The group has deep pockets that Cox says it'll use to get the USMCA pushed through Congress.
We're going to spend more than $8 million in the month of August. Everything from television advertising, broadcast, cable, digital, and we're working with governors for their states.
He's hoping his group can galvanize the public to get in the ears of their representatives and urge them to ratify the agreement. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is lobbying along the same line. John Murphy is head of trade policy there.
We're telling members of Congress, you can't say that you're pro-business and not vote in favor of this agreement.
He says members of the manufacturing and agricultural community stand to gain the most, not least because they'd have more certainty over trade conditions. Dan Eikenson at the Cato Institute agrees that something needs to be in place soon, but he says the USMCA is only marginally different from the current NAFTA agreement.
None of the gains in this agreement justify the contortions that we put our trade partners through and put the domestic polity through.
Democratic members of Congress have argued they want stronger labor standards in the agreement if they're going to sign on. But economist Ray Perryman in Waco, Texas, says it's not only the standards that policymakers are worried about.
The biggest pushback I'm hearing from people is not so much what's in it, but the fear that that things won't be enforced, that the new labor contracts in Mexico won't be enforced, and things of that nature.
This week, a group of 14 House Democrats sent a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi urging her to bring a vote by the end of the year on USMCA. But Duncan Wood at the Woodrow Wilson Center's Mexico Institute says he's not confident that's going to happen.
To me, it just doesn't seem to make political sense for the Democrats to accept this deal in its current form. And it makes a lot of sense for them to wait until after the presidential election in 2020.
He says this agreement isn't simply about politics in the United States either. Every country has local constituents, and those in power will usually do what they can to please them.
During the USMCA negotiations, we saw how Mexico and Canada adopted a position which was no deal is better than a bad deal.
Mexico has already agreed to the USMCA, and even if the United States ratified the deal as well, Canada still has to do the same before it becomes a binding agreement. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.